Is there any better way to begin a day, a new week, than in prayer and thanksgiving? A blessed Monday to you, my friends. Mortification is our virtue guide this week. What needs to be let go of, restrained or mortified in me, so that God can shine through? That's our focus as we continue along the road to Calvary together. Thank you for joining us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Psalm 32. Forgiveness. The person who knows the meaning of forgiveness, who is no longer plagued by past failures, who stands blameless and guilt-free before God, that person is rich indeed.
When I face up to my failures and confess them, when I open my guilt-ridden heart to you, O God, then I realize the blessed meaning of forgiveness.
Thus, everyone who claims faith in the loving God needs to cling to his acceptance and mercy. Times of darkness will come, but the faithful shall not be overcome.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The solar look is a term coined by the Reverend Joseph Cook, a 19th century American philosophical lecturer and writer. He used it to describe the action of raising our dejected spirits to God, lifting our eyes to the light shining upon us. This is what we do when we fix our eyes on Jesus, as we run the daily race of God's plan for each of us. And the blessing is, we're not alone. We're surrounded by all those who've gone before us, that great cloud of witnesses. For me, this communion of saints, with a small s, includes my mom and dad, a sister-in-law, a niece and nephew-in-law, many sister companions, as well as a great number of dear friends and collaborators from over the years. What's required is for me to lean on their support as I keep Jesus in focus, making sure he's my steering wheel, not my spare tire. Letting Jesus guide my every action, making him the center of my personal universe, allowing everything in my life to revolve around him. As we all know, when we regularly associate with someone intimately for many years, we often begin to think, talk, and behave like that other person. Some say we even begin to look like one another. So too, when we keep Jesus as our constant companion, we become a mirror of Jesus. And like Jesus, we are transformed into the radiance and glory of God. Indeed, We who love God are called to model ourselves after His Son, Jesus. Then, over time, our beings look increasingly like His. And with that crowd of witnesses cheering us on, our living marathon becomes a jog with Jesus, leading us to fullness of life. Let's take some time today and think about all the souls in our cloud of witnesses. Those people whose shoulders we stand on, who are a part of who we are as well as those we have influenced. Who are those loved ones who, from the spiritual realm, still inspire, live, and journey with us, supporting our efforts to persevere in running the race marked out by God for us? Let's give thanks to God for all of them today.
Give thanks, maybe even send them a note of gratitude today. And in that spirit, let us now pray for them in the words that Jesus gave to us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
And let us pray. God of infinite love, you shower me with limitless gifts and bless me with a cloud of witnesses who support and love me into a better me. Help me to be aware of and grateful for their presence and for the many ways you allow me to share in your life through them. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, thank you for praying with us today. And listen, I promise an update on our almsgiving and almsharing efforts in an email to you today or tomorrow, very soon. Because the parish that we are helping in Africa, it's rather remote and quite poor. It's taking a little bit longer for communication. But today is the day, I am told, so we'll be sending that email to you very soon. God is good. God is good, friends. In the meantime, go in His love and protection, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Enjoy this day given. Praise the name of God, share His goodness, and we'll see you tomorrow.